Lake Effect continues on WUWM Now. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. The 1950s kicked off what was known as the Space Age, an era in which real Cold War fears were manifested in popular culture's monsters and space aliens. From it emerged Plan 9 from outer space, Godzilla, and even Gamera, the flying space turtle that helped save the world from Godzilla.
Wisconsin composer and lyricist James Valk drew heavily on those tropes to create his send-up musical, Zombies from Beyond. In the show, the fictional Milwaukee Space Center is terrorized by a flying saucer toting a crew of buxom space aliens bent on kidnapping men to repopulate their home planet.
The show opened last week at Skylight Music Theater, and just before the opening curtain, I sat down with Valk and director Pam Krieger for a quick chat.
Thank you both so much for taking time. This is not the first time that you have staged this,
no.
Right? You
no.
did the original one in
no.
New York?
No, the very original one James did, and then we did it together again in Milwaukee, and then we did it together again in New York, and then I did it at Cardinal Stritch.
So many, many years of working together. How did you meet in the first place?
I think I auditioned for a show. No, it wasn't that at all. Pam was choreographing one of the Skylight Ball performances. You know, we used to do those, or still do, benefit performances. And she heard that I was in it, and she's like, well, I heard he can tap. You know, and she asked me what kind of steps I could do, and she started naming all these steps. And I was like, well, I can tap, but I can't do any of those steps. So that's how we met. And you were my tap teacher and my friend and my choreographer right off the bat.
Right.
And for years, yeah.
And had you been writing at that point when you first met? Or that
I
was
had been. I'd written a couple of reviews with Dale Gutzman, and Dale was the fellow who put on those reviews for the Skylight benefit.
Oh, I hadn't realized it, because of course I know he does Off the Wall, but I didn't
realize. Yeah, well, in those days he did.
Years ago. Yeah. This
okay.
is years
he
ago.
He did lots of shows at the Skylight, and he always did that benefit show, but if there was a real dance number, somebody else would do it, and Pam was to do the some kind of a tap thing, and I did it, but I don't know how much tap it was.
So what about Zombies? When this first happened, you directed it first, but then how did you get involved, Pam?
What year was it, the first year?
86.
In 86, and he did everything. He wrote it, he composed it, he directed it, and he was in it.
It was too much.
And then Colin called and asked if I would be interested in working with him on it to do a remount. So we worked on it together, changed quite a bit, and changed some things, added some things.
Cut some things.
He was still in it.
I was still in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty much the same cast the second time here, but then when we went to New York, he was no longer in it.
So you were just wearing a composer hat at that point.
I was.
And co-director hat.
Co-director.
In the 30-some years that you've been living with this show, how does it feel to be back together again now?
Oh, it feels great.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't had anything to do with this production, so I haven't seen it yet, and I actually I think the last time I saw it was when Pam did it at Cardinal Stritch, and I don't even think about it very often, the show, but over the last several months, well, before I knew that the Skylight was doing it, I had been thinking, oh, that show was fun, that was funny, or a line would come to mind, and I would laugh, and then when I found out it was being done and Pam was doing it, I couldn't wait to see it.
Yeah,
I have been eagerly awaiting this evening.
And here you are.
And here it is.
Yeah.
And much of it will look familiar. Because we really had a good production in New York. I think we felt really strongly that it was a good, solid production. And a lot of the staging just worked. And so things are similar. And the set designer here is the same one who did the set at Stritch. So, and you
loved that set.
Yeah, you're going to love this set, too. It's really great.
So it's built on the same idea as the Stritch production?
Right. The show itself is a concept. You can't add a concept to it. You can't do it in a different way, in my opinion, because it is a unique concept all by itself.
It is what it is, basically.
Yes,
and has to live that way.
Yes,
on stage.
I think it does.
Milwaukee, a flying saucer. Saucer Scare. Headline, Milwaukee, a flying saucer's there.
Spotlight, Milwaukee, there's something in the air.
Hordes of invaders over Beer Town.
I can't wait, my heart's all a quiver. We have a date, a special delivery.
Extra, Milwaukee, it's not a false alarm.
Item, Milwaukee, procure a firearm.
Dispatch, Milwaukee, there's danger and there's harm.
Swarms of invaders over Beer Town.
Gosh, oh gee, I'm higher than...
You and I have talked before, and Pam, you and I have talked before, and it's just so wonderful to me to be able to talk to people who've worked together over decades of Milwaukee theater. And for somebody like me who is not a native and wouldn't have seen that original 1986 production, you know, the idea that I can come back and see the next iteration of it that harkens back but also looks forward too is just, it's just very cool.
Yeah, there's something really thrilling about that. And I lived in New York for 22 years, and something that I really missed was the continuity of getting to work with people that you've worked with before. And, you know, it's sort of a stock company and people move around from show to show in different companies, but you do end up working with a lot of the same people. And there's a trust that's there from the first rehearsal on, which in shows that get mounted in New York, yeah, there's, you know, the people who are seem to be in every Broadway show, but there's so many of them, and it's definitely very different. But that continuity and that, you know, okay, this show, you and I are going to grow together. We've done this together before, and together we can make something new happen now in this new project we're working on. I loved that, and I always loved getting asked back and climbing on that wagon again, that train.
Right, with the people that you know.
Yes.
Passengers that you're familiar with.
Yes, and yeah. Picking up some new people along the way, of course, which is great. But definitely that communal sense and sensibility.
Let's go away together on an interstellar flight to a world of our own where we'll be all alone on the second planet on the right. We'll hop the nearest spaceship and steal away in the night. Leave your worries behind and contentment you'll find on the second planet on the right. No more saucer scares in our little hideaway. Banish all your cares. Every day's a holiday. It's just an old cliche, dear.
It's a very tight community, I think. And the musical theater community is very tight because there's not that many venues where people can perform.
And it's very supportive, too. I think it's not...
competitive.
Thank you. It's not competitive. It's supportive, which is great.
And very collegial. Very collegial.
And so, obviously, you feel the same way as James does.
I do.
About coming back to this and revisiting it again and seeing old faces.
Well, I particularly loved this show. I mean, I have always loved this show. I grew up in the 50s. Part of it is probably my age. And I always liked it. I think I liked it better than you did. and it probably has something to do with the fact that I grew up in that time period. So these musical styles that are in it reflect musical theater and pop music and things that I grew up with and that I just loved. And there's such a huge range and variety of kinds of music in the show. And the fact that there is opera in it too is so unusual in a really kind of 50s. It's a 50s pastiche, and it really is so much fun. And I have just always loved it from the minute I first saw it.
Well, and when you think about 50s shows, like the show of shows and that sort of thing, opera was part of that, all of those things. So were you borrowing from the idea of those types of television
shows?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. It was still a time when high culture and low culture could kind of meet, and they were still putting opera singers on Ed Sullivan. And then there was Ema Sumac, who wasn't an opera singer, but, you know, sported this vocal range that, you know...
What, five octaves or something?
We have somebody.
You have somebody who can do this Ema Sumac? Wow.
Yeah. And I grew up in the stage of the Skylight, so if there's any place that Of course, the show would include musical theater, popular music, operatic music, operetta. They do all that at the Skylight. And to me, that was second nature. You know, that's what I grew up on. Yes, these are all musical theater, and these are all expressions that can come out of one place, one person, one, you know, one brain.
Yeah, we don't have to be so siloed.
Exactly.
So I know that this night is a night where you're celebrating the 30 plus years of this show and your collaboration together. Are you going to work on something new now? Is that next, maybe?
Who knows? I mean, we're both always working on new things. We just haven't been tossed together on a project.
No.
Although our paths have crossed very closely, working in
Door County.
County, same thing.
But different places.
I would love to see something new.
He's got new work all the time.
You might.
Yeah?
Yeah, you
okay.
might.
And when that happens and it's staged here, I want to meet you two right back here to have that conversation.
All right.
Is that
it's
okay?
A date.
All right, it is a date. Well, Pam and James, it has been such a pleasure. I know you have a talk to go give. Thank you so much for taking some time.
Our pleasure.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
James Valk is the composer and lyricist, and Pam Krieger, the director of Zombies from Beyond, which is on stage now through February 18th at Skylight Music Theater. There is more information at WUWM.com.